From the series, A Hymn of Glory, Let Us Sing, we hear about the hymn entitled, Lord Jesus, Who Art Come, found in the Lutheran hymnal on a number 485. Bernard de Clairvaux, whom Luther once called the most pious monk that ever lived, said that the office of the public ministry is sacerdotium non est otium, sed negotiorum negotium. Fortunately for me, the source where I came across that quote also contained the translation. The first part of it means the office of the ministry is not leisure. And the second part can be translated either as but work above all work, or as but difficulty on top of difficulty. For those who are faithful in that office, the observation is certainly true. Luther didn't disagree with Bernard on that point, but he did have a more germane observation about the pastoral office. He said, and quote, "It is a very great glory for a miserable human being to be called a messenger of God, and to have this name in common with the heavenly spirits." End quote. In another place, Luther commented, quote, "Scripture certainly praises and lauds this position very highly. St. Paul calls preachers God's stewards and ministers, bishops, teachers, prophets, God's ambassadors too, sent to reconcile the world with God." See 2 Corinthians 5:20. Joel calls them saviors. David calls them kings and priests. He does so in Psalm 68, verse 13. Haggai calls them messengers, chapter 1, verse 13. And Malachi says, "The priest's lips should keep the knowledge, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts," chapter 2, verse 7, end quote. As with priests and Levites in the Old Testament, God has, in our time, established and ordained a group of people through whom his word is to be publicly administered. In the New Testament era, however, that office is not hereditary as it was with priests and Levites. It is rather an office entered by a divine call, and its proper function is the public proclamation of God's word, through which the Holy Spirit works to create and sustain faith. As the hymn says, "Thou," that is Jesus, "wisely hast ordained the holy ministry, that we thy flock may know the way to God through thee." It is through God's word that saving faith is both created and sustained, and the public preaching of that word is the primary function of the pastoral office. The pastor's focus is not to be on the advancement of social welfare, or on political advocacy, but rather on faithfully proclaiming and correctly applying divinely revealed law and gospel to the salvation of souls and the spiritual feeding of God's people. Verse 2, "Thou hast, O Lord, returned to God's right hand ascending, yet thou art in the world, thy kingdom here extending, through preaching of thy word, in every land and clime, thy people's faith is kept until the end of time." God has instituted the pastoral office for the blessing of his people, and it is our duty, also our privilege, to pray for God's blessing upon those who publicly proclaim his word on our behalf. What then should be the content of our prayers for our called servants? This hymn especially urges us to pray that they faithfully proclaim pure doctrine, that they may be preserved in sanctification, and that the Holy Spirit would give them power to boldly apply unchanging divine truth to changing circumstances among Christians. Verse 5, "The servants thou hast called and to thy church art giving, preserve in doctrine pure and holiness of living. Thy Spirit fill their hearts, endue their tongues with power. what they should boldly speak, O give them in that hour. This world, increasingly so in our own day, is often antagonistic toward Christ and those who are his. The road ahead of us may very well be a bumpy one. Nonetheless, we know where that road ends. And the ministry of faithful shepherds help us to know the way along that road and sustain us while we go. Verse 7. Press onward with thy word till pasture and his fold, through faith in thee, O Christ, thy glory shall behold. In the Israelites' battle against Amalek and Rephidim, God's people prevailed as long as Moses held up his hands and staff. But when Moses became weary, Amalek prevailed. Therefore Aaron and Hur held up Moses' hands until sundown, and the Israelites overwhelmed Amalek. In like manner, it is our duty and privilege to be the ones holding up the hands of our pastors. Praying for them is an important part of that support. May we always remember to support those whom God calls to be a blessing to us. This article was written by Craig Owings, a retired teacher, serving as assistant editor of the Lutheran Spokesman. He lives in Cape Coral, Florida.